Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, we salute the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women, and the 18-wheelers out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. We also give a shout-out to our FedEx and our UPS and our postal workers out there hauling the mail from bulk mail center to bulk mail center and beyond, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel out there. And also, we've got our Amazon warehouse people, not to forget about our Amazon drivers who are out there getting the job done, delivering all those packages. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Getter, as well as Trump Social and Twitter as Captain's America. Our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. One more time, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Watch.com. And joining us from the top of the rock up there overlooking Tampa, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. There they are. It's warmer tonight. Those are the guys from Dallas that stuck around, by the way. Okay, there they are. Thank you very much. I can tell that because a couple of guys have got cowboy hats on, so there you go. And they're wearing those jerseys with the star on them. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Sure.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. Can we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God? Because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, we talked to coming in here about what is obviously going on here with the documents and whatnot, and we got a caller that came in as we were just getting ready to come on, so I'm going to go to the caller first. Good morning, caller. Is this Bag Evan Bob?
Yes, sir, Kevin. Truly amazing. I just wonder, how can the Biden family get away with tax evasion, money laundering, document mishandling? This makes Watergate look like a parking ticket almost. And the second thing is, how is Biden not being impeached for malfeasance and handling over the border, letting the fentanyl and all these drugs come over, breaking the law? It's just amazing. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, nobody on the left side of the aisle, nobody is going to do anything to Joe Biden.
Well, let me propose something, because it struck me last night.
Yep.
You know, we get sideswiped with information all the time. We have this attorney out of Delaware, David Weiss.
Yes.
And he was assigned to investigate Hunter Biden. for several things, including money laundering, drug offenses, mail and wire fraud, and not registering himself as a foreign agent, you know, several other things. Now, remember, the Democrats and the media are not talking about the money laundering component, but several of the transactions of the money that was transferred to Hunter Biden were what they call as red flagged. How do we know that David Weiss actually did not, because of the laptop, did not issue a subpoena to the Penn Biden Center? And that's why they coughed up the first set of documents. And then when they got those documents, you know, one subpoena could necessarily lead to another. And there was a second set of subpoenas to do the House in Wilmington. But how do we know that's not happening? Because remember, the FBI has had the laptop since, what, 2019?
I believe.
Okay. And that, you know, Weiss has been investigating all things Hunter for, gosh, when was it? When was he, did he get assigned?
Last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just putting that out there. I don't know that you can necessarily subpoena a president, a sitting president, but Weiss was investigating Hunter. And you have to kind of investigate Hunter to investigate Joe. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so we may be getting sideswiped here with something. I can't prove it, but that could be a big possibility that things are advancing in a big way on Hunter, which would then certainly drip over into Joe Biden's domain. So,
well, I got asked a question last night. Who's to say that Hunter didn't have access to all of this stuff and didn't take advantage of it?
Well, it also, too, is what the documents are about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Orlando. We're going to say good morning to you right now.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida, on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will do just that. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico.com is the website. You can go over there, Geico.com, and get a rate quote for the car you're driving. Maybe you're driving a truck. How about this? They happen to be in the world's second largest auto insurer, and they insure over 26 million drivers. Been in business for over 85 years. That's not a bad track record. So all you got to do is go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and ask for a rate quote right there, which you can do very easy on your car or your truck. And while you're there, maybe you've got a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV, all of which, if you add them to your car policy, you will save money because that lowers your policy. But where you really, really save some big bucks is when you bring in your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, or maybe you have a condo. Add that to your car policy and watch and see how your rates drop. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can find out all the information you need to know right there. And they should be able to save you some moolah. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
There reportedly is going to be a test vote for the fair tax proposal coming up soon. What do you think?
I like it.
I do, too. Now, some people have called it a national sales tax, but they changed the wording again, and they've gone back to the fair tax end of it.
Well, I mean, you can call it that. I mean, that's fine, but this has been a long time coming, and I think that it's, you know, it's being called a national sales tax. There's some truth in that, but we don't know what that amount would necessarily be. And not everything you do in order to have a transaction would have sales tax applied to it. So we don't know what this proposal would necessarily look like. But I think it's time that we, you know, look very differently at, you know, doing something different. And, of course, you know, Biden comes out and says it would eliminate the IRS. It does not eliminate the IRS because you still have to have a revenue service that collects the tax coming from fair tax. But you certainly don't need the 87,000 IRS agents.
So the Turkish President Erdogan has reiterated his unyielding stance on ratifying NATO membership for Sweden and Finland. This, of course, is now a driving congressional opposition to the point to the sale of the F-16 jets that Turkey wants to buy. Maybe they will get them. Maybe they won't get them.
Yeah, we all know. You know, Erdogan, he's like an incorrigible child. You know, he always wants to get something out of something, even though it has nothing to do with him. So, you have to kind of like baby the guy all the time. But, you know, he does have a NATO vote. So we'll see where that one goes.
What do you make of the intensified training we're hearing about for Russia and Belarus, the army, that's sparking fear in some around Kiev in the military?
The matter of Russia and Belarus is not a new phenomenon. That's been going on for quite some time. A lot of people don't know that Putin actually essentially seized Belarus's military and installations in Belarus, where he's been training and storing and, you know, putting intelligence operations into Belarus. And, you know, our State Department and our Department of Defense never even mentions Belarus. But Belarus has kind of been a puppet of Moscow for years anyway. It's a very corrupt regime, so it's not a new condition by a long stretch. And, you know, it's kind of like the United States, along with other NATO countries, have been dragging their feet for such a long time on how to deal with Russia and Ukraine that it's making things so bad, especially with the attacks that happened over the weekend and how many people were killed in Ukraine yesterday.
Yeah.
It's really outrageous. Imagine if the United States, along with NATO, of course we have to deal with Germany, had done all this, you know, let's say 7-8 months ago, or, you know, 10 months ago. You know, so the Biden administration say they were surprised by this invasion, by this assault on Ukraine, is a lie. And the consequences of the Biden administration not doing what it should have been doing or should have done has put the United States in a terrible position with the money that we're sending over there without the proper oversight. You know, he blamed Russia for the high price of gasoline. You know, the massive fleeing of Ukrainians into Eastern Europe, and, you know, we don't even know how many people have ever gone back. So, you know, I blame the National Security Council, I blame the Pentagon, I blame Biden for what is really happening in Ukraine. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, let's go back to Desert Storm 1. Remember that one with Schwarzkopf?
Yep.
I mean, he went in there, and we all thought that that particular conflict could have gone on for months. When did it last? Less than 100 days.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to that kind of leadership, I'd like to know.
Well, he died, and it ended.
Well, no, he didn't die before it ended.
No, but he passed away. Otherwise, he would have been a great inspiration for the modern-day warriors.
Well, but, I mean, what he did in order to deal with that was remarkable. And, you know, I guess the question still stands that I just asked. Where is that kind of leadership? It doesn't exist anymore.
No, the generals have become political. By the way, the DOJ is trying to seize money and property from a church group that some former members describe as a cult that's preyed on soldiers and veterans by bilking them out of millions of dollars in benefits. Now, this place is called the House of Prayer, and it ultimately earned through its Bible school, which accepted millions in GI Bill funding for the veterans. Now, five of the House of Prayer's churches were also raided by the FBI earlier this past year. All of the locations were near Army bases, Hinesville and Augusta, Georgia, Tacoma, Washington, Killeen, Texas, and Fayetteville, North Carolina. I hate hearing about stuff like this.
Well, I would imagine that the FBI had enough evidence to, I mean, this kind of goes back to actually last June, I think, is when some of these raids took place.
Correct.
But there were abuses of GI Bill education. So, you know, I'm fine with that if this whole thing was, you know, a scam. And it looks like it could have been.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the no-visitor logs existing for Biden's Delaware home. And I had somebody send something here to me just a second ago. They said, Captain, I've been to county legislators' houses where you had to sign in to get in. One of my drivers.
Well,
point well taken.
That doesn't mean that you can't find out who some of the people were that had gone to either Wilmington or even his vacation house. It won't be easy, but I mean, you can start asking an awful lot of people that you're particularly interested in if they had ever visited either of those two locations or Camp David. Although I think Biden has only been to Camp David maybe once.
Right, right. Okay, here comes the music. We will let you go. Have a great day up there. Stay warm. It's going to be warmer today.
Yes, sir.
Yep, later today. All right, we'll see you later.
Sir.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A former University of Mississippi and NFL football player has been arrested in Mississippi on kidnapping charges. Jarrell Poe, 35, remained jailed Monday in the Jackson suburb of Bridgeland with no bail set. It's unclear if he has a lawyer to speak for him. Bridgeland Police Chief Brian Meyer said that Poe and another person were arrested on Thursday at a bank in the city. Meyer said the kidnapping began in Laurel, 75 miles southeast of Jackson, and ended after the victim was able to contact Ridgeland police. He said the victim is safe. Poe is scheduled to make an initial appearance before the judge on Tuesday. Poe played defensive tackle for Ole Miss from 2008 to 2010. The Kansas City Chiefs selected Poe in the sixth round of the 2011 NFL Draft. He played in 12 games over three seasons for the Chiefs, garnering eight tackles and one sack. Poe was named second team All-Southeastern Conference in 2009 and 2010. I'm Julio Flores.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejimo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, it is time for our military and veterans news here on the Tuesday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget, coming up in about 35 minutes, we have retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We'll be talking about some things over there, too, by the way. And don't forget that you're going to be able to hear about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Academy, Aviation Academy, National Aviation Academy, can be found online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. In addition, you can go to one of their campuses and check them out. Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. The one in Concord is right outside Boston. The one here in Clearwater is on the other side of the bay across from Tampa. Now, in either case, you give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of those two campuses, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. Find out what they're all about, and then go ahead and apply yourself. Now, you will be able, when you take that tour, to talk to students, to talk to teachers, and to talk to the loan officers that can help you get your student loan. through conventional means, or if you are a veteran, through the GI Bill, which you should have all that paperwork. When you get discharged from the military, you should have all that paperwork in your possession. Now, we found out that on paper, every service member is now able to take up to 12 weeks of leave following the birth, adoption, or foster placement of a child, thanks to a new federal law. But not all of the military services have carried out the new policy, leaving some parents in limbo. Some parents still can't take their full 12 weeks of parental leave. That's being investigated and checked on by the powers that be. Now, that being said, the Air Force's newest rescue helicopter performed its first save on a deployment late last month when it rescued two people in the area of operations overseen by the Combined Joint Task Force in the Horn of Africa, which includes several East African countries such as Djibouti, Somalia, and Ethiopia. Kudos to the Air Force for that. President Joe Biden and other past and previous U.S. officials were honoring Defense Secretary Ash Carter as a force of nature, a man before his time. In addition, suspending enlisting higher tenure for 2 years aims to keep experience in the fleet. But the service must simultaneously find ways to prevent it from obstructing younger sailors from advancing up the line and just leaving the older enlisted folks with the higher ranks, not giving the younger guys a chance to make it to Master Chief or whatever. By the way, Russia has released a U.S. Navy veteran who apparently illegally crossed the border from Poland into the Russian enclave of Kaliningrad last year. That's good news indeed. Didn't hear about that anywhere until just now. Ukraine's battlefields, by the way, are freezing. And as far as what that means for the war, is it opens the window for potential winter offensives by both sides, because now they can move their heavy vehicles across the ice and across the frozen tundra from point A to B. We'll see if that's indeed what they do. Now, what is a main battle tank, and how is Ukraine going to use them? Well, let's take a look at something here. European nations are poised to send Ukraine main battle tanks, but the Western MBTs, those are the MB tanks, will require different training, different tactics, and different logistical support than the smaller Soviet-derived designs Ukrainian troops are used to. Now, the Challenger that Britain is saying that they're sending, about a dozen of or thereabouts, the U.S., we don't know exactly how many Bradley fighting vehicles they're sending, but they're sending them. We're not sure if they're going to send any Challengers or not. They're not sure on that. But it does sound like as if they're going to send some Strykers over to the Ukrainians, which they can be interesting because they're very maneuverable. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And Russia's new commander says that he is in agreement with President Putin to push for victory in Ukraine as soon as is humanly possible this year, which means more offensives. Now, we'll see how that plays out, because it might not work so good for them. But we'll have to wait. We'll have to see. By the way, the British government officially is to provide Challenger 2 main battle tanks to the Ukraine. That's what they're doing. Germany was supposed to give them their version of a heavy tank, but that's not going to happen. They're having problems of one sort or another, and they keep coming up with excuses, which tells me that they have no intent of helping the Ukraine, probably because of the political climate there. Now, House Republicans and their leaders are saying that they won't cut tens of billions of dollars from the future defense budgets as part of the plans to constrain government spending. But that does not mean all military budget trims are off the table. We'll see again how that works out. Also, the China Committee, you heard about that, probably being appointed by the Congress, by the new speaker. The China Committee, the NDS Commission, has signaled the new Congress will focus on Beijing. And Representative Adam Smith, Democrat of Washington State, is saying, I'm surprised at times some of the people who just fall into a full-scale China bashing and talk about how terrible China is, which it isn't. We can't let them do this. Well, we'll see how bad it is when they get into telling everybody what it is they're doing. How's that, Congressman Smith? By the way, the U.S. Has alarm bells sounding. They're going off globally about a novel coronavirus spreading in China again. Officials in Washington turned to the intelligence agencies for insights about the threat of the virus poised to enter America. What's going to happen next? Stay tuned, we'll tell you. And of course, not to be outdone, the U.S. Army is spending $290 million in cloud migration and uptake in the next year or so amid a push by the military's largest service to be the digital first and access data anytime, anywhere, for anybody. How about that? Now, did you hear that North Carolina and Wisconsin are barring their state employees and contractors from using TikTok on any government-issued devices? I think that's a great idea. About time, too, by the way. About time. All right, I hear the music coming up. That means that I got to make way for Chris Markowski, who'll be coming along here very shortly. So in the meantime, don't go anywhere. I will be right back, and I'm going to play this for one last little time, yeah? Get ready, because here it comes.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And, by the way, don't forget this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Acura. That's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura, located on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. Now, if you are an active duty military person, or you are a veteran, or you're a first responder, EMT, maybe you're a firefighter, maybe you're a police officer, or a church pastor too, you can get a tremendous deal afforded to you on the You Serve, You Save program that they have at Moss Acura. They also have Moss Care. That comes with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. All righty. Joining us right now, and he was sent by the cold weather. No, it's actually probably pretty warm up there now, I guess. But anyway, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, it's still fairly warm. I think they keep saying that there's another polar vortex going to be coming soon. Everybody's going to get whacked again.
That's next week.
Yeah.
Right now we got, 48 degrees where I'm at. But that's not as cold as what it was yesterday. It was 10 degrees colder.
Ouch.
Yeah, so we're better off today than what we were then. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, the great thing about you is they call you the Watchdog on Wall Street because you're always keeping your eyes and ears open for things that go on that maybe cost some people some money that it shouldn't have, right? There, people are bilking other people.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the best I can.
What the hell happened with this damn group called the House of Prayer? who earned apparently millions of dollars in benefits by taking it from veterans and soldiers, bilking it from them at various churches located around military bases, predominantly in the South. How did that ever happen?
Listen, you know, this is it's called affinity fraud.
Yeah.
And, you know, affinity fraud is where, you know, you get people that their scam is because, you know, I think like you, I look like you, worship like you, then you can trust me and you can believe in me. And you see this in various different ethnic communities. You see this at various different religious groups, prayer groups. And I tell people all the time, I said, listen, if, you know, someone needs to use their faith to sell you something, then something is wrong.
Yeah.
I don't care what it may be. Because listen, I'm a big believer that, you know, you don't show off your faith. People are going to know what type of person you are based upon your actions. People who are doing that didn't get permission from God to sell whatever they were wanting to sell, and something's amiss. Something is wrong. And I see these things countless times all over the country every single year. What happens, quite frankly, is, hey, you know what? Look what you're a member of my prayer group, whatever it may be. You can trust me, and it ends up being a scam.
Yeah. Well, some of these guys apparently were disabled, and they signed over their checks, and they were being given money to live on. You know how that works.
Well, yeah. It's making all these ridiculous promises, but that's mm-hmm. okay. You can trust me because, you know, I'm a member of your church group.
But never fear, because the big guy is going to get his cut, right?
Well, that's one of the things. That's another aspect of it as well, Matt. I mean, you know, people who do this, you know, I've always talked about that, you know, greed and fear are always setting the trap for investment scams. But, you know, you could use the word greed. It could be just desire. You could be someone that wants to, you know, make money so you can donate more to your church. And, you know, this is how these guys learn how to rip people off. You know, they find out what somebody's quote-unquote greed button is, what's going to get them excited, and then they push that, and that's how they end up snaring them. So it's the bait.
Well, according to the latest, Hunter was giving Daddy-O $49,000 in monthly rent payments while living at the house, the family house. But the problem is, Joe's tax return shows far less in rents received. And we're not even sure who owned the house, because now documents have come up showing somebody by the name of Robert Hunter Biden as the owner.
Yeah, I'm just starting to get into, you know, the shenanigans behind this and, you know, the tax consequences that may go along with it. It's difficult to unravel. I'm in wait and see mode with all this stuff. I want everything to the drip, drip, drip stuff. You know, sometimes can be taken out of context or can be not read the right way. I'm waiting to see when everything comes out, and then we'll kind of figure it out.
Right. Right. Now, have you ever been to some mucky muck's house and had to sign in because they had a sign-in sheet of sorts?
At someone's house?
Yeah, like let's say a politician's house or a famous person's house, and they have a sign-in sheet.
Guest houses or people's vacation homes, sometimes they have it there just to, you know, as a kind of a keepsake, but, you know, not on a regular basis.
Well, what do you think about the White House and the Vice President saying that while the Vice President was attending some of these homes, and not only his Delaware home, but the guest places that he had and all that stuff, that they never kept a log for the visitors that showed up? I don't know about you, but I know better.
Well, I mean, when you're the President, I think, has to, anybody who's a public official in that status has to keep
sure
track
they do.
Of.
Sure they do.
You know, there's various different financial disclosures and what you can be given and what you can't be given and you know, how that's going to be recorded. So, yeah, I mean, you know, most certainly, and you're in a, you know, position of power, you're supposed to be tracking all of that.
Sure they do. And
you know, this mess we got going on right now, unlike Trump's, Biden's classified document scandal is 100% legitimate. It's real.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm waiting for everything, you know, to come out when it comes to this. For the life of me, I don't care if it's Trump, I don't care if it's Biden, I don't care if it's anybody else. I fail to understand why anyone needs to bring any documents from the White House or the Vice President's house. I mean, you're done with your term. Everything should stay there. You should leave the, you know, you should leave the White House with the stuff that you brought, and that's it. You know, your family pictures or whatever it may be.
Yeah, you don't take the china and the silverware.
No, you don't take the china, you don't take the silverware, you don't take any stationery, and you most certainly don't take any government documents. That's the taxpayers.
You know who Sheila Jackson Lee is, right?
Yes.
Well, Congresswoman Lee introduced a bill yesterday criminalizing conspiracy to commit white supremacy.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but it's pretty whacked out. But then again, nobody ever said she wasn't.
I don't even know what that means. Certain people out there just think being white is white supremacy. So I guess we're all guilty in the eyes of some. So again, this is what you're paying. This is what your tax dollars are going for, kids.
Yeah, it comes under the title Social Justice Jackass.
Nonsense.
All right. Now, Biden yesterday had something to say in the course of all of the different things he was talking about, his Martin Luther King Day message. He said car insurance is racist. He happened to mention that yesterday.
Car insurance is racist.
Yep.
I didn't hear this. How is it?
He mentioned it in passing in his speech that he gave at the church, Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Car insurance is right. So, yep. You know, protecting yourself and others from accidents and the cost of accidents is right. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I don't know where, you know, these people come up with this stuff. I mean, it's crazy.
Now, are you concerned about all the workers being laid up in the Silicon Valley, 1,600 tech workers laid up per day back in 20, or coming up in 2023?
No. They'll be fine. They overhired. I mean, that's just, it's going to happen. You got a lot of companies that aren't going to make it. You got a lot of other companies that went too crazy during the hiring phase and, get down to size.
Okay, my friend, here comes the music. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there. Check it out. All the things that he does. I'll be right back with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.